Well, this morning, I want to keep with the theme of 2011, and who knows what that theme is? Well, I got one person, I got another one. Keep the year of the basics, and if you know, we have a lot of new faces in church, and so we want to make sure, Pastor Chris, myself, the elders, we want to make sure that everybody knows and understands, and in fact, if you look at any great athlete, works on the basics all the time, and so that's what I want to do this year. I want to look at Romans chapter 3, and we're going to be reading verses 19 through 26. And for time's sake, I'm going to read the passage as we talk about each verse. So we're not going to read it right now, but I will be reading it during the message this morning. So let's pray and let's ask God's blessing this morning. Lord, God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And we here just commit this morning to you. We pray, God, that you would be honored. We pray, God, that you'd be glorified. In Jesus' name. Will you put up that PowerPoint? There is something I want to talk about, the seven truths of the gospel this morning. And these seven truths, again, are found in Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. And I want to just leave this up here this morning. I want to read through them real quick. Number one, it says, no one is declared righteous before God by observing the law. Verses 19, 21. Number two, it says, there is a righteousness from God that is apart from the law. There is a righteousness from God that is apart from the law. Verse 20, 21. This righteousness from God is received through faith in Jesus Christ. Only in Jesus Christ. No other way. Number four, it says, this righteousness is available to everyone on the same basis. Everyone here, it's available to you because we're all sinners and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Number five, it says, all who put their faith in Jesus Christ are justified freely by God's grace. You don't have to earn it. Number six, it says, this justification is through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. And lastly, God presented Jesus as the one who would turn aside his, God's wrath. The New American Standard says he is the propitiation. I know I didn't say that word right. The NIV says the sacrifice of atonement. Here, I try to write it out so we could all understand it. It is the one who turns aside God's wrath, taking away sin through faith in his blood. 7 points I want to talk about. I've got 16 minutes to do it in. And so I don't think we're going to get through the whole thing today. So, I want to summarize it right here, and if you don't remember anything else I say, I want you to remember this. Okay, here it is. The gospel message by which you were saved. For me, it was 1985, December, Trinity Church, Lubbock, Texas. I became a believer. The gospel message that I heard when I received, when I understood what Christ did for me, that message that saved me, his death, his burial, his resurrection, is the same gospel message that sustains you today. That's what I want you to hear. Romans 3:24, Paul talks about being justified by grace, referring to a point in time salvation. Just like I was talking about, for me, I don't know when it was for you, but for me it was December 85, Lubbock, Texas, where I gave my life to the Lord. This is what Paul's talking about in verse 24 of Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 5, Paul's talking about the results of our justification. He says, and I want to read these verses to you. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained an introduction into this grace. And here are the key words, in which we now stand. And we exalt in the hope of the glory of God. In other words, just as I said, the same grace that saved you, the same grace that justified you, is the same grace that sustains you today. And this is the message that Paul was giving in the book of Galatians. If you remember what the book of Galatians is about, they started out right. They started out trusting in Christ. They started out understanding his death, his burial, his resurrection, the blood of Christ. And then they tried to fulfill this salvation on their own ability by observing the law. They said Jesus and something else. And that's what I want you to hear today. It's the same grace, the blood of Christ that saved you is the blood of Christ that sustains you today. That's it. And so in this year, as we walk with God and as we talk with God this year, he is the one. It's not your abilities. It's not because you're a good person, even though you might be a good person. It's not any other reason other than Christ. And that's what I want you to hear today. So, and the thing about it is, just like I said in the book of Galatians, eternity is at stake. Because if you remember verse 6 of Galatians, Paul said, wait a minute, what are you doing? You started out right. And let me read it to you. Let me find it real quick. And let me read it to you. This is verse 6 of Galatians, if I can find it, of Galatians. I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of God for a different gospel. He calls it a different gospel. And then in chapter 3, he says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? So let's look at these 7 points. And like I said, I'll go as far as I can and I'll try to go as fast as I can. So the first one, it says, no one is declared righteous before God by observing the law. This is Romans chapter 3, verses 19, 20, and 21. Let me read it. It says, now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. You know, this word righteousness means to have an exact or perfect conformity to God's law. You could say having a right standing before God. So when I am considered righteous, not because of my own deeds, not because of what I've done, but because of what God has done, but because of what Christ has done, we have a right standing before God. When God looks down, he looks down and sees us through Christ. The standard of obedience required by the law is absolute perfection. James 2 tells us, it says, whoever keeps the law and yet stumbles in one part, is guilty of breaking it all. Paul's essentially saying the same thing in Galatians chapter 3. Only perfect obedience is acceptable. Now think about it. The average person walking around today is confident. What do they think when you ask them, are you going to go to heaven? Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Why? Because I'm a good person. I'm a good guy. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't committed adultery. I haven't done anything wrong. God's going to love me. God's a loving God. Hopefully you and I know better. But think about it. That is what our society says. I'm okay. I'm going to get in. We're trusting in their own abilities. That's what this church was doing. And Paul was saying, watch out. Eternity's at stake. Now here's the question. Are you a believer? Have you trusted in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for salvation. Are you trusting in the blood of Christ? And if you are, in your everyday life, in your everyday relationship with God, are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? That's the question you got to ask. I can't answer it for you. And my goal this year, my hope this year, is that if you are walking by sight, that you will realize, you will see the futility in it, and you'll start walking by faith. Number two, no one is declared righteous before God by observing the law. Number two, it says this is the good news. There is a righteousness from God that is apart from the law. This is verse 21. It says, Now apart from the law, the righteousness from God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and prophets. Because you and I can't obtain it, because we can't observe the law perfectly, God has provided it for us. That's the good news. This righteousness from God is only found through Jesus Christ. Only found through Jesus Christ. Well, look, if you're, and I kind of giving a plug for the SCL, we're going to be talking about the humanity of Christ today. And I encourage you, I want to see each one of you in Sunday school this morning. You know, we're going through a really good series. I know he doesn't wear a tie. That's okay, though. I don't like ties either. It's really important. And I was talking to someone last week, and he says, I know this, but it's good to go back over it and to go back over it. It's like I said, the athlete. You got to train yourself, and you got to train yourself. And there are a lot of new people here this morning. It's good stuff. I encourage you, just another 55 minutes this morning. Stay and see what this man says about the humanity of Christ. See, Christ did what Adam failed to do. When you read in Romans chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 18 and 19, it says, so then, through one transgression, there resulted condemnation to all men. Even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men. What Adam failed to do, Christ completed. Christ did. Therefore, when God justifies us, he declares us righteous. Not because of what you did, not because of what I did, but because of what Christ did for you. And he does it solely on the work of Christ. Number three, let's go on. It says, this righteousness from God is received through faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 22, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction. You know, this involves our complete rejection of any confidence you or I have in our own righteousness. Let me say that again. This involves your rejection. It involves my rejection of any righteousness I might think I own or I have. I'm a pretty good guy. I mean, you might not think so, but I do. You know, I do. I really do. I have to tell myself that every day. I'm a good guy. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because that righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. You know, before you, I haven't killed anybody. I thought about it. But before God, I have. I've broken all of them. So have you. And I will confess for you. There is only one who hasn't. His name is Christ. You and I must daily, continually reject the idea that I'm a good guy, that you're a good guy, that you, by some way or means, can stand before God on your own two feet, because you can't. Paul says in Galatians, he says, "The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 2:20. Well, let's go on. It says, no one is declared righteous before God by observing the law. Number two, there is a righteousness from God that is apart from the law. This righteousness from God is received through faith. And number four, this righteousness is available to everyone on the same basis, because we have all sinned and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And we've all memorized that verse. If you've been in the church very long, you've all memorized Romans 3:23. It says, let me read it. This is verse 22 and verse 23. It says, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction between you and I, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God's plan of salvation treats everyone equal. That social economic line is erased. All of it is erased, and we all stand before God on the same merits. As I said earlier, some of us think, you know, we're good sinners. Some of us are not so good sinners, but the bottom line is we all sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God. Basic truth. Number five, I got 2 minutes. It says, All who put their faith in Jesus Christ are justified freely by God's grace. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which comes in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to close with this thought. It can only happen. Salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. And I'll say that over and over and over and over again. So in other words, when you and I don't trust in our own confidence, when we have trusted in Christ, and when we have been justified, when God looks down, he does not see me. He sees Christ's work in me. And I have a right standing before God. And, you know, a lot of people, they start off right. They start off trusting in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then a year or two later, trusting in our own abilities. We forget. And we've got to remind ourselves that it's not me. It's not about me. But it's about Christ. It's about him. And your life, my life, the church's life should be to bring glory to Christ. That should be our ultimate goal, is to bring glory to Christ. Well, let me, one last thing, if I can find it here. Okay. What do we do with all this? What's the bottom line here? And the bottom line is that you and I need to preach the gospel to ourselves every day. You and I need to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are every day. And if we don't, we'll end up just like the Galatians. We'll end up starting out right, and 20 years, 5 years, however many years later, we'll be standing on our own works. And that, as Paul said, oh foolish Galatians. Think about it. Salvation is God's plan. He initiated it. He provided the sacrifice. And it is only through His blood. Only through His blood. It is the blood of Christ that cleanses our consciousness from defilement of sin. Hebrews 9:14. It is the blood of Christ that purifies us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. It is the blood of Christ that through which we have confidence to enter into the presence of God. Hebrews 10:10. You have, through the blood of Christ, you can have the confidence to stand before God. Not on your own merits, but on that of Christ. It means that you believe, therefore there is no condemnation. Therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. It means that you believe Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law, by becoming a curse for you. It means that you believe He forgave you of all your sins and now presents you holy in God's sight, free from accusation. Let's pray. Lord, I sometimes forget the simple truth of the gospel. And I just pray this year, Lord, that You would remind us, each one of us, what You've done for us and the life that You have given us, that we as individuals can stand before You with clean hands and a pure heart, considered righteous. God, thank You. Thank You for that great gift of salvation. In Jesus' name.